Hello and good morning. Welcome to Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. Before we get started, it is our winter pledge drive, and I've got Lincoln here with me. And Lincoln, we are in our winter pledge drive for the next 2 weeks. Can you tell listeners a little bit about what our winter pledge drive is and what it will do for KKFI?
Well, you know, we operate mostly on volunteers here. We've got, I think, 4 employees, but all the rest of our volunteers, but we still have rent to pay. We got rent not only at the station down here in Midtown, also for the tower out there. We got a lot of electricity bills, 100,000 watts, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We got electricity. We got to pay our employees, and we got to pay them a fair wage, because if you ever listen to our public affairs show, you know we believe in fair wages. We're not, nobody's getting million-dollar bonuses here, but we are fair and honest with them because we believe in fairness and honesty, and so we got to pay those bills, and we're not getting anything really of any substance from the government or from corporations or anything like that, and we're glad ultimately we don't get stuff from corporations, because then we'd be indebted to them, and we don't want to be indebted to anyone. 85% of the money we get comes from public donations, and the majority of that during the 3 pledge drives we have during the year. So who's that mean we're indebted to? It means we're indebted to the public, and I think that's why community radio is so valuable and so honest in the messages we deliver, because we are not indebted to anyone except you. But in order for that to work, you have to support us. And we come to you 3 times a year for you to make that pledge of support. You can do a one-time donation when you call in at the pledge drive, make a pledge then. You could sign up to be a sustaining giver, which means you'd have a little bit taken out of your credit card. Once a month, we actually even have the ability to take it out of your checking account if you don't have a credit card. So we need you to keep us in business, to keep us on the air, so you can continue to get the quality programming, the shows like Cowtown Conversations, where we're delivering to you information that helps you live your life better, information about assistance programs from the government, I mean, information about what's available in Kansas City, what's happening in Kansas City. We're Kansas City-centric. We're here to support the community. We need the community to support us. And during the course of your entire show today, we've actually got a champion match. And who is that? Who's setting that match out there?
I do believe that is Val Andrews. Give me a second. Let me grab it here. Yep, that is Valerie Andrus, and we have a $100 champions match. So, folks, your $100 goes further. And I know I got an email yesterday. I don't know if we still have it, but we also had a match for the first $500 that doubled for new time donors.
Right.
So, if you're a first time donor and you call in, even if it's only $10, that $10 turns into $20. So, and then we have a champions match. So, that allows us to make our money go further, to continue giving you the unbiased, unvarnished truth on programming. As Lincoln said, we're only obligated to the public. We're not obligated to big business, to any corporation. So we may, Democracy Now, you know, the Heartland Labor Forums, we do shows that other people don't want to do.
Right.
But we do shows that people need to hear and need to understand what's going on in Kansas City. So if you've got a question, you can give us a call today. What's that, Lincoln?
The number to call for your donations is 888-931-0901, and literally operators are standing by to take your call, 888-931-0901. Or you can go online at kkfi.org. If you happen to be streaming the show right now, that means that you're already at the kkfi.org page. Just click on that donate button and make a donation to help keep KKFI on the air, delivering to you all the way till the next pledge drive in the summer. So, you know, we just bring it in as we need it, a little bit at a time, but we have to keep it going. So 888-931-0901, make that call, that pledge of support. If you're driving in your car and you don't have your credit card information memorized or something like that, you can call that number and we'll sign you up in what we call a bill me form, where you can say, hey, I'd like to give to the station, I'd like to give $50, but I don't, I'm driving now and I got to keep my eye on the road. All you need to have memorized for the bill me is your home address and your phone number. And I think we've all got that memorized. So you could, we can bill you if you're driving now and you don't want to stop to do all the credit card stuff. We've got many ways. We accommodate you as much as we can because we're so grateful for you supporting us. And, you know, volunteers like Joseph here, we're here because we're passionate about our beliefs and what we want to share. You enable us to pursue our passions by supporting us. So if you want to let all the volunteer on-air people, if you want to let them continue to do what they love and to serve you in their own way, you have to support the bricks and mortar behind it all.
And we want to thank you for that support, because you've given us that support for over 30 years, and it's been a partnership between Kansas City and KKFI, and we hope to continue that partnership for another 30-plus years. So give us a call today at 888-931-0901 or donate securely online at kkfi.org, and we're going to get into our show. And you, the hope, we all make New Year's resolutions, and I got a little bit backpacked in mind because I ended up with COVID, and we were talking about different ways that people get up and get out and exercise, but we didn't touch on one very big generation, which is our active older adults, and that's what we're going to talk about today. And we've got two silver sneakers instructors with us. Gaiata and Carolyn, are you here with us? Good morning. Are you here with us?
Good morning. Yes.
Okay, so I'm going to definitely make
sure.
Can you hear it? It's a little bit muffled, but yeah, but if we go one at a time, if you're close to the speaker, we should be good. So, good morning. We have with us this morning Gaiata Payne, and she is a silver sneaker instructor. And then we have Miss Carolyn King. So, Carolyn, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Are you originally from Kansas City?
No, originally I'm from Arkansas, but I've been here in Kansas City for over 50 years.
Oh, well, you're from Kansas City now. If you've been here for 50 years, you're not from Arkansas anymore. Gaiata, can you tell us a little bit about yourself? Are you originally from Kansas City?
Yes, I'm originally from Kansas City, and never left here. Been here all my life.
So, Carolyn and Gaiata, a lot of people make New Year's resolutions, but we don't want to leave our active older adults out. And you all are Silver Sneakers instructors. Can you tell us a little bit about the Silver Sneakers program and what it is?
The Silver Sneakers organization is a program that was formed, and Silver Sneakers has its own program, and it's like use the program to preventive measures to prevent things, illnesses and stuff, instead of working, you know, people getting sick and then you work on them. So Silver Sneakers is an exercise program that helps preventive measures.
And Carolyn, and Silver Sneakers is just for those active older adults, correct?
Well, Silver Sneakers is for active older adults, 65 and older, but it also helps folks who have strokes or other problems that they have, mobility problems. So if you have mobility problems or anything, it doesn't matter what your age is, Silver Sneakers help you there.
Okay. So, Gaiata, I know we talked about it. When you go to a regular gymnasium, you may have people who are certified instructors. Are Silver Sneaker instructors certified, Gaiata? And so what type of certification do you all have to take?
Yes. Silver Sneakers, you can obtain a certification through their program. And they have different classes that are set up, and now since the pandemic, It's mostly online type classes. But originally, what you should have is a national certification first, and then you go underneath that follows the Silver Sneakers program. Now, Carolyn and I are certified through NETA, N-E-T-A, National Exercise Trainers Association. There are four other national certifications, and they're just this ACE, AFA, AFPA, and NESTA, and they're all exercise programs, and that's a national certification. Then you can come under that and get certified in Silver Sneakers or yoga. You can get a special certification in yoga. You can get a special certification in Pilates. There's different ones that fall under that umbrella.
So, Carolyn, how long have you been a Silver Sneakers instructor?
Well, since 2006, I was the original one that started the Silver Sneaker program here at the Y. It had just come out, and the Y had adopted the program, and I was the instructor. In those days, the Silver Sneakers came out like once a year and did some, like, set in on the classes to be sure you was doing the exercise properly, and they had certain scales that they went by to be sure that you didn't do things that would affect the seniors.
And Gaeta, how long have you been a Silver Sneakers instructor?
That's a good question. I haven't been one as long as Carolyn. I think maybe I became certified like 2, maybe 3 years after Carolyn, because she had came. I was off. I had been off because I had gone through breast cancer and all that sort of stuff. So I had taken off for a couple of years. And so when Carolyn talked to me about coming and start teaching at the Y, then I went and got the Silver Sneakers instructors certification.
So, Carolyn, let me ask this question. What interested you in Silver Sneakers and motivated you to get started being a Silver Sneakers instructor?
Well, I've been certified to teach fitness since back in the 80s, and so fitness is my is really my mission. So I was interested in working with seniors. And so when Silver Sneaker came up, it was a good thing for me to do because it really kind of helped me to do the thing that I wanted to do, and that was to help seniors.
So, Gaeta, let me go back here in a second. How does Silver Sneakers help improve the health of active older adults?
Well, it has several benefits, too many to mention. But on one aspect, I'm going to give you the outward aspect first. And with my background, I'm a registered nurse. I've been teaching back since when I was working at the VA. I was teaching classes. After I get off from work, we had people that wanted to exercise. So I started out there. And then as I progressed on, I met Carolyn. And then Carolyn was teaching in the church. And so we started teaching in the churches together and did that. So, and ended up here. But some of the things that it helps, it increases your immunity system so that you won't get stuff like COVID. It helps in that. It also, many of our seniors are diabetics, and so it helps with your insulin response or your insulin resistance and that sort of thing. It really helps with keeping control of your diabetes. It also increases your sleep pattern. You sleep better if you exercise. It also helps. There's an automatic inflammation response in the body, and so it decreases the inflammation responses in the body. It increases your muscle mass. It helps dispel fatigue, and it just overall increases the quality of your life, increases flexibility, mobility, and balance and overall cardiovascular health.
So seems like Silver Sneakers program, there are a lot of benefits to being in that particular program. I have to ask this question. Carolyn, you mentioned that you teach at the YMCA. Which YMCA here locally do you all teach at your Silver Sneakers program?
Well, right now I'm at the Cleaver YMCA here at 70th and Truth, but I've also teached at the Linwood YMCA up on Linwood. I'm also a Flex instructor. Before the pandemic, I was going to primary care and I was teaching some classes there. I sub at different places. I've subbed at the Paul Hanson Y, Red Ridge Y when it was open. So I've kind of moved around.
So, Guida, as we get older, we all start to have memory issues, you know, anything from slight dementia to Alzheimer's. Guida, how can exercise help slow memory problems such as these two diseases?
Okay. There's been ongoing studies for, I know, probably almost 20 years with exercise. That's how it started off with the research project. And I know for a fact, because I was a nurse at KU, they had the Alzheimer's research study going on. And it can't prevent Alzheimer's because a lot of Alzheimer's is hereditary. But it's been proven that exercise can slow the progression. And some of our participants in our class are in the research study at KU. So we have some participants that are in that program there. So it's been proven, like they say, I have several articles that exercise can't prevent it, but it can cut the risk in half that some studies have shown.
And that's definitely...
And also the routines that we have in our fitness class for the mind to grasp, like the routines that we do is good for the mind. Just to figure out the routines that we do.
Well, also, as we get older, you know, sometimes we outlive some of our friends. Our family members may not come around as much. But what about the socialization aspect, being able to come there, you know, and see people and be able to talk and have conversations with those who are in your Silver Sneakers class, things like that? That has to be something that is also helpful for active older adults.
Yes, it is. And Silver Sneaker has a requirement that we have social events pretty much monthly. And the cost of social events is very good for our people. One of the things that we do like sometimes monthly luncheon events where we do potlucks, or we have times that we go out to different places, field trips. We've even been to Branson a few times. So we keep our socializing really active because it's good for the people.
Yes, it's definitely one of those good things, that another benefit of that. So, Carolyn, how many minutes is this each Silver Sneakers class long? Is it, you know, 20 minutes, 30 minutes? Is it an hour? How long is each class?
Most Silver Sneakers classes are 50 minutes.
Okay, so that's definitely a good amount. So, you all do them how many days a week at the Cleaver Y? How many days do you all do your Silver Sneakers classes?
Well, we do, Guyana and I do it twice a week, but we have Silver Sneaker classes here at the Y every day of the week.
Okay, so if somebody wanted to, they could come out 5 days a week, because they don't have them on weekends, correct?
It's some classes on weekends, yes.
Okay.
Fairly. And I say that kind of hesitant because COVID kind of changed some things, but we do have a Saturday class.
Okay, so that's definitely Plus, so for those that may not be able to make it out on a Friday or may have a part-time job or something that they can do, they can make it out, you know, they can catch it that extra day of the week. And a 50-minute session is a lot to get up and get your heart pumping and, you know, just work on those coordinated benefits that are going to help. Let me ask you this question, Gaida. What are some of the other benefits of Silver Sneakers program? We've talked about memory, we talked about strength, balance. Are there any other benefits of the program?
Yes. Those are more outwardly, but as inwardly, a lot of times when our seniors, they go to the doctor, and two of the big things is the hemoglobin A1C studies. They start climbing up and up and up without exercise. And that is one of the major measurements of how you're doing with your diabetes. And so if you start going over 7 on your hemoglobin A1C, that can get you into trouble. So exercise will really help cut your hemoglobin A1Cs down. Also, we as seniors have problems with cholesterol, and we have to go on cholesterol medications. If you exercise, there is one measurement called HDLs, and that's high-density lipoproteins. You want to increase those because they help cut down the cholesterol that builds up in your vessels. So you want to go, when you get your labs drawn, you want to make sure your HDLs are up over 40 and your overall cholesterol stays under 200. Now, what happens, your LDLs, which is the low-density lipoproteins, those are what we call the bad boys. And they're the ones that cause the cholesterol to build up in your vessels. And so you want to keep those under 100. And so exercise burns out those bad boys. So those are some of the things that we can't see. But when you go to the doctor, get your labs drawn, these measurements get better with exercise.
That's
also, we do stuff for laughter, because laughter is a medicine. And so we try to make our exercise classes fun so that people get to laugh, and along with associating, and they get friends and stuff that they associate with. They get to call and talk to them when they're not at the Y. And it's just overall benefit.
That's definitely one of those. So, Gaida, what type of routines do you teach or do you enjoy, you know, working with the active older adults with?
We do a various different type of exercises. I've just started incorporating what's called Fun Fridays, and so we're starting to use hula hoops on Fridays. I got some of them, they complain, but, you know, I tell them, so what, keep complaining, but you're going to use this hula hoop. But then, also, I've incorporated different line dances. Now, I get a lot of flack about that. They say, this ain't a line dancing class, but it's an exercise class. So we try to keep it interesting and different and, you know, a surprise element to it. So, and when we do line dances, we try to keep them simple, but it also helps them with their memory, because you have to memorize these moves, you know, as we're doing them. So when we do these different things, a lot of the participants don't understand the underlying benefits to the different exercises that we do. So that's what that's about.
And Joseph, this is Carolyn again, and I just wanted to add that in the Silver Sneakers, they have like 3 kind of requirements, and basic what it is resistant exercises, where we use tubes, and we use also barbells, and we also use balls. So we use all of those for resistant exercise, along with the cardio of getting up and moving around and doing a little cardio fitness, like movement, like aerobics.
Okay. So, Carolyn, While Gaida likes to do line dancing, she likes to do the hula hoops, the fun Fridays. What type of exercise instruction do you enjoy?
Well, I kind of enjoy it all, but my little Friday event that I do is I like dealing with balls. Balls is really, it helps the reflexes, it helps the focus. It's just good for you all the way around. So on some Fridays, we kind of work with balls, and we kind of do it in a way, kind of like you do ping pong in a way. So they hit the ball back and forth to each other and using their reflexes to keep the ball in line.
So that's definitely something that balls, definitely something works with hand-eye coordination and begins to stimulate the muscles. And as you said, that memory repetition, because you've got to look at the ball. So it definitely helps you with that. So, Gaida, how many people on average attend a Silver Sneakers class?
That's a funny question. Yesterday, we had 43 participants, which was kind of, that was an unusual day. I think some of them are being referred over here from the KU Research Alzheimer's Program. Some of them have come over because of the Red Bridge closing, so they've been coming over here to the Cleaver Y, and then we've had some people that's been with us, has been with Carolyn since she started and been since I've started. And so, but on an average, I'd say we usually have 25 to 30 people come to the class. So I hope yesterday wasn't a representation of what it's going to be like.
So if not,
23 people gets kind of crowded. But
you may need a bigger building.
We're conscious of the distancing, and they wear their mask and that sort of thing. So, but we haven't had any reports of any COVID or anything like that.
Oh, that's definitely a plus. So, yeah. I'll get one more question before I break. You know, Gaida, people can call the facilities and ask about the Silver Sneakers program, but it's not called Silver Sneakers. It's called AOA. And what does AOA mean?
AOA stands for Active Older Adults. And so they can call and ask about, you know, what AOA classes you have, or they can call and ask about, you know, your Silver Sneakers class. They're both used interchangeably.
Okay. So we're going to take a short break. You're listening to 90.1 FM KKFI. This is Kansas City's community radio station. This is Cowtown Conversations. I'm your host, Joseph Jackson. And today our guests are Ms. Gaida Payne and Ms. Carolyn King, who are Silver Sneakers instructors, which is a program for active older adults to keep them up, mobile, and getting into things and keep going. So stay tuned right back after this short break. And we're back. This is Cowtown Conversations on 90.1 FM. And we are still in the middle of our Winter Pledge Drive. So how are we doing, Lincoln? Have we been?
Well, we're running a little thin right now. We need you, and I don't mean you as all of you. I mean you individually. We need you to take the time out to make that call on that pledge of support. We've got the opportunity to double our first $100. Now, if you can give part of that, and someone else gives part of that, and someone else gives part of that, as long as we reach it in total, we can double the money up through that first $100, and it'll be registered during the time of Cowtown Conversations, which is a reflection on how well Kansas City supports this show and how well we support Joseph Jackson and how well we thank him for the work he does for us every week, putting together a show, getting the guests lined up, getting it all together. It's a lot of work to do this show, and he does it all for the love of the show and the love of the community. It's not like any money you donate to the station does not go to Joseph, does not go to me. It goes to the station to pay our operating expenses. So 888-931-0901 is your way to give back to the community radio station that gives you this programming week in, week out. It's the bottom of the hour, and we still haven't made that $100 yet. We've got till 10 o'clock to get it done. Now is your opportunity. Online at kkfi.org, or make that call, 888-931-0901. We've got Gwen sitting by to take your call. We got Betty sitting by to take your call. I'll take your call. We'll all take your call for that pledge of support.
So as Lincoln said, it helps the station. We've been here for 33 years, and with you all support, we'll be here for another 33 years. It helps to pay the rent here, the rent at the tower, and the minimal office employees that we have. Folks, everybody here is a volunteer. We do it because we want to, for the love of it. You know, Larry J, Democracy Now, all these are different shows that, you know, we come in and we make sure that we're here for Kansas City because these are programs that you wanted to listen to that we make sure we provide. There's not too many places I know of in town where you can get Democracy Now 5 days a week.
Now, just here. I mean, we're the only people putting it on the radio in Kansas City.
So please give us a call on our pledge line, 1-888-931-0901, or donate securely at kkfi.org. So we're going to get back to our interview with Miss Guida Payne and Miss Carolyn King from Silver Sneakers. So Guida, Carolyn, are you still here?
Yes.
Okay. So we've talked about the Silver Sneakers program, and there's one thing that maybe a lot of people may not know. Guida, is there a cost for the Silver Sneakers program for those who attend classes?
No, there is no cost. It's part of the Medicare Advantage program that seniors sign up for when they become 65 of age, where you can get your Medicare programs. And so it's part of all of the Medicare Advantage plans, Silver Sneakers is. So you can either call your representative from your insurance, like Aetna or United Healthcare or Blue Cross Blue Shield, and ask them about the Silver Sneakers program. And what they have is a little thing that goes on your keychain, just like your Price Chopper card, and they scan it, and there's no cost to you. You can come in, and also with it, you can use the other facilities in the Y.
So if you don't have a Silver Sneakers membership, can you call when it becomes time every year? Can you change your plan to maybe ask which plans include that so you're able to get this free benefit?
As far as I know, it comes through when you sign up for your insurance plan each year when they have open enrollment. If you're really interested in having the Silver Sneakers, just make sure you have your representative from the insurance company. Ask them, you know, is Silver Sneakers included in that? And just about almost all of them are included.
Okay.
And it's free. Now, I do understand at some facilities, and I don't know all of them, but some of them will allow you to come in and pay $2 or $3 per visit. That's if you don't have Silver Sneakers. But at the Y, that's not. You have to have a Y membership if you don't have Silver Sneakers.
Well, I know the Kansas City, Missouri Park System has a Silver Sneakers class. They're at the new Parks building right there off of Myron Boulevard. And I know there are one organization that I think it's $2 per class or $20 a month for those who may not have a Silver Sneakers membership, but that's the only place that I know of in town that you don't, that you can pay, you know, by the class. But let me ask this question. Right. I know a lot of people like to work out, Guida, a couple of days a week. So is there a limit? Can you come to Silver Sneaker classes 5 days a week if you want to, or are you just limited to 1 or 2 days per week?
No, you can come 5 days a week, 1 day a week, 3 days a week,
7 days a week.
7 days a week. You can come anytime you want to. We're looking now at a class that's going on right now. So, you can come up here anytime you want and participate in a class, or if you want to come and work out on the machines or any of the other classes. Carol and I teach a circuit class, but they have yoga. They have what's some of the other classes? Yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi. Yeah. I think it's some of the other wives, they have Pilates. I saw it on the website. So. But anyway, that's, yeah, any of those classes. And they have them posted online. And you can also call if there's a specific Y you want to go to, you can call into that Y and get information about the AOA classes.
And I know we're gonna have representatives next week from the Linwood YMCA on to talk about their active older adult program, but also some of the other things they're doing for African American History Month. So we're definitely, so if you want to get more information about, you know, today we're talking about representatives from the Cleveland Y, but next week we're going to be having people from the Linwood Y, which are the James B. Nutter Y that's been renamed, that's had a lot of renovation. The pool is now enclosed, so different things, a lot of new equipment there for those in the community. So, Carolyn, does Silver Sneakers have a website? And if so, what is that website name?
SilverSneakers.com for the public. The instructors have a different website.
So if you're interested in getting information about Silver Sneakers, you can go to silversneakers.com. And I will say this, folks, if you don't have the Silver Sneakers program or you're curious to see if you have it, for those that have internet access or a smartphone, you can go to silversneakers.com. And they have, under tools, you can punch in your name, type in your name and date of birth, and it will tell you if you have a Silver Sneakers membership. So, Guida, if we've talked about their Silver Sneakers, you know, at the Linwood YMCA, at the Cleaver YMCA, where you all are, you know, a lot of people may not even know that the new Planet Fitness that they did right off of 47th Street is a Silver Sneakers location. So for those that may want to use those facilities, and just reiterating that point, you can go into the Planet Fitness without a membership. You don't have to pay that monthly fee if you're an active older adult who's over 65 or older. You can show that Silver Sneakers, and you can go in and use any of their equipment for free. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And some of, like, Planet Fitness has Silver Sneaker classes, some of them.
So also for any of those facilities, and there's over 15,000 folks facilities nationwide that offer Silver Sneakers. I was checking this out last night on the website. If you want to go to one that has a hot tub, if you want to find out ones that just have a swimming pool, you can go to all these different ones and you can go to the website and find out which ones have those amenities that you're looking for. And again, if you're an active older adult, it is free if you've got the Silver Sneakers membership. So, let me ask this question, Guida. So if you say you're going to Linwood YMCA, could you go to Linwood YMCA and then Cleaver YMCA and then Planet Fitness if you wanted to vary up your website? Or are you limited to just attending one Silver Sneakers location?
No, you can go to any of them. Long as you have your little card, your little keychain card, all you have to do is just show that card. And you're in like sin.
So that's better than any gym membership, because you're not tied. If you're active older adult, you're not tied to just one location. You can go to any location across the city or across the United States, and you can get your workout on. So if you're out, you know, if you decide to go visit your children, and they may live in, you know, Florida, or they may live in Texas, someplace different. And if you don't want to sit on the couch, you can find a Silver Sneakers location near you there and attend that Silver Sneakers location, correct?
That's correct. That's correct. And you can call the Silver Sneakers. They have a national number. Do you want me to provide that?
Yes,
so that,
please. Yes.
Okay. So if you're out of town, like we've had a couple, during the holiday season, several of our seniors went to go visit their kids in different parts of the country. So you can always call 1-866-584-7389. I'll repeat that again. It is 1-866-584-7389. And for those that are hearing impaired, all they have to do is enter 711 once they connect.
So, Gaida, what hours and times are representatives available to answer your phone call on what days of the week?
They can call Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
So there you go, folks. That number again is 1-866-589-7389, if I'm correct. And you can call, go ahead.
584.
Okay, 584-7389. And you can call Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. And if those who are hearing, who may have difficulty hearing, they, when they get to that number, just punch in 711, and you can definitely talk to someone who can help you if you got a Silver Sneakers, see if you have a Silver Sneakers membership, or if you need help in finding a Silver Sneakers location near you. So as we've went through the pandemic, and you know, we've had difficulty shutting down, some things may be available. Carolyn, did you all have classes during the beginning of the pandemic, or were you all shut down like everybody else?
We were shut down like everybody else.
And I know the Silver Sneakers did a few changes so that when people couldn't come to the locations, they shifted to have classes online. So Silver Sneakers is now available online for those who may have a computer or a tablet and they may want to exercise in their homes. Is that correct?
Correct. And because we can also teach virtual classes if we want to.
Okay. Gaida, what are some of the other benefits that are included in that free Silver Sneakers membership for active older adults?
Like what, for example? I'm trying to think. Well, we have the swimming. They have swimming classes. They have Zumba Gold, which is senior classes. They have all different types of machines that are available to them. Some wives have a walking track. There's a lot of them that like to, we have rooms that are set up where they can go and walk. Some of the seniors, after they finish class, they'll just walk around in some of the other parts of the Y. So that's kind of like how it's set up.
Okay. So I know also that in some situations, you know, as we were saying earlier, they get the benefit of every different. So if you go to the Cleaver Y, you can use the machines, as you were saying, you can use the pool, all the amenities there they can use, and at no cost because they're an active older adult who's registered in the Silver Sneakers program.
That's correct.
So you also talked earlier about having such a large class. Are masks required for attendance in Silver Sneakers programs?
Yes, we follow the guidelines of the health department, the Kansas City Health Department, their guidelines as they, you know, as they evolve and make changes. And then the Y informs us of their changes. But right now, we're still in the place where we're wearing masks and we're staying 6 feet apart distancing.
Okay. So, Carolyn, I know some of our active older adults may have difficulty getting around. And I know my mom goes to the Silver Sneakers program, and she's actually pictured, her and my aunt are pictured on the website for Marlboro for Silver Sneakers. For those that may have a little bit of difficulty getting around, you also use chairs in your programs. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how that works for those who may have difficulty or may not be able to stand, but they can maybe do other exercises
Yes, well, we also like, we call it basic exercises, where it's chair exercises. You have the capability, you can stand or you can sit. So we all, like form our exercises so people can stand and can sit, especially for the folks who have mobility problems.
So it doesn't matter if you can sit. I mean, if you can't stand, but if you can sit, but if you're active right. older adult, just come right. out and you all have something that will help them ensure that they're getting that cardiovascular workout, that strength training that they need, that they've shown up for.
Right.
So, Gaida, what are some of you all's people who attend the Silver Sneakers classes think about the program?
Well, this morning as I was coming in, I had one of the participants that comes to our classes. She was here for her Thursday class, and she was talking about, let me come on the show and talk. I'll tell them how much fun we have. So they have a lot of fun with the exercising. I had, there's a new participant who was telling me the other day, since she started, she's noticed the swelling that she had in one of her legs is starting to go down. So we also do training, let them know, you know, that's it, because your heart is pumping a little bit more efficient than what it was before. So it just, I mean, it's just all around benefits to the exercise. We have people in our class that has muscular sclerosis, MS. We have some that have Parkinson's. We have people that have hip replacements. We have people that have had total knee replacements, shoulder replacements. We got people that have all kind of chronic ailments, and it helps all of that.
Yeah, we adjust the exercise to fit the people.
Okay. So I was just going to ask you about that because I know some people may have concerns that they are, you know, that, you know, the class is going to be at a pace that they may be able to keep up with. So if I'm understanding what you're saying, Carolyn, it's at your own pace. You don't have to keep pace with the class. You keep pace with yourself, what you can do and what you may not be able to do. Do as much as you can from that aspect.
Right. At the beginning of the class, we inform them that they can stand or sit, or, you know, if they have any issues or problems like that, like the shoulders or any ailments that they might have, to not to do anything that the doctor tells them not to do, and to be careful. I also tell them that exercise shouldn't pain. You know, if your body is paining, then it's telling you something. So, we kind of instruct them to, you know, not do any exercise that's going to hurt. Only do the exercise that's benefiting them.
So, Gaida, we've covered a whole lot and we're just about wrapping up, but what should people wear to class? Is it something where you want to wear something loose? Or what would you recommend that people wear who are coming to a Silver Sneakers or Active Older Adults program class?
Okay, we usually try to tell them, make sure they wear some comfortable shoes. And usually the best thing is tennis shoes. Make sure you put on loose-fitting clothes so that you're not restricted in your movement. Also, be sure to bring a bottle of water so you can hydrate during the class. And I think that's about it. Make sure you have on loose-fitting clothes and tennis shoes. And that's primarily it.
So, Carolyn, you said there was a class going on today. So when is the next Silver Sneakers class, and what type of class is it?
The next Silver Sneaker class is tomorrow, and that's Gaia in my class, which is a circuit, a active elder dog class.
Okay. And for those who may be interested, if you go to silversneakers.com, you can go and find out a lot more about the program, but you can also find out, you know, it's at the Linwood Y, it's at the Cleaver Y, it is at Palestine Senior Citizen Center, it is at many locations across the city. Marlboro, the Greg Kleist Community Center, Swope Park. You can usually find a silver sneakers location within about a mile or two of your house, so you don't have to go that far. And as we've said, if you have if you're 65 and older and you have Medicare, it is something that's free. Locations that, like, I know Swope Parkway location, they have on their website that they do $2 a class or $20 a month for those that are interested. So you would have to call them to get more information on that. Gaida and Carolyn, do you have any more questions or comments for things that you can tell people about the Silver Sneakers program?
I just want to say that it's a program that's really beneficial, and most of the people that do attend it really reap the benefit of it. One of the other things, you know, it helps you feel better, helps you look younger, and helps you be more active. And so most of the folks who even, you know, talk about exercising really need to just do a Silver Sneaker program so that they will start feeling better.
So anything else from you, Gaida?
I think Carolyn summed it up. It's a good place to come and socialize, and a lot of times we have trouble to get them together when we're ready to start because they're socializing before the class. So it's a good way to meet new people and, you know, develop friendships and to socialize together.
Well, I would like to thank you all for being our guest today on Cowtown Conversations. We never end Cowtown Conversations without our Community Minute. For those of you all who've been looking at TV, we know that, you know, there were some locations where people went to get COVID testing. They did the testing, but they never got the results back. The City of Kansas City Health Department has started COVID testing clinic at Bruce R. Watkins Cultural Heritage Center 7 days a week, starting yesterday, February 9th. Testing will be available through March the 1st, and it is 7 days a week, folks, from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. So if you need a COVID test and you're around that location, you can go from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. And if you have any questions, please call the health department at 816-513-6008. And also, for those who may want to get the free COVID test at home, you can go to covidtest.gov. And for those who are looking for, the government's also given out 400 million N95 masks. You can go to your local CVS, Rite Aid stores, Hy-Vee, and they give out 3 masks per person. So that's just while supplies last. I hope you enjoyed our program today about the Silver Sneakers. And also remember that it is our pledge, winter pledge drive here. So you can donate securely at kkfi.org or by calling 1-888-931-0901. Again, that's 1-888-931-0901. Join us next week for another episode of Cowtown Conversations. We're going to have representatives from the Linwood YMCA talking about their African American History Month and also programming that they have for the community. For Cowtown Conversations, I've been your host, Joseph Jackson. Have a great day. Stay safe, wear a mask, and stay tuned for My Place with Larry J.
Thank you.